a fair maid at Islington, as I heard many tell. And she would to fair London go, fine apples and pears to sell. And as she passed along the street with her basket on her arm, there did she with a vintner meet this fair maid, thought no harm. "Good morrow, fair maid," the vintner said, "what have you got here to sell?" "Fine apples and pears, kind sir," she said, "if you please to taste them well." He tasted of this fair maid's fruit, and he liked it wondrous well. And then he craved of this fair maid how many a penny she'd sell. "Sir, here you shall have 6," she said, "and here you shall have 10. I sold no more but just before to some mince of court gentlemen. Now while he by the damsel stayed, her body he did eye. At length he craved of this fair maid one night with him to lie. Thy beauty doth so please my eye, and dazzles so my sight, that now of all my liberty I am deprived quite. And therefore, love, be kind to me, and let us toy and play. It is but one small courtesy, then do not say me nay. Sir, if you lie with me one night, as you propound to me, I do expect that you should prove both courteous, kind, and free. And for to tell you all in short, it will cost you £5. A match, the vintner said, and so let this go round. When he had lain with her all night, her money she did crave. "Oh, stay," quoth he, "the other night, and thy money thou shalt have." "I cannot stay, nor I will not stay, I needs must now be gone." "Why then thou mayst thy money go, look for money, I'll pay thee none." This maid she made no more ado, but to a justice went, and unto him she made her moan, who did her case lament. She said she had a cellar let out to a vintner in the town, and how that he did then agree £5 to pay her down. "But now," quoth she, "the case is such, no rent that he will pay. Therefore, your worship, I beseech to send for him this day." Then straight the justice for him sent, and asked the reason why, that he would pay this maid no rent, to which he did reply. "Although I hide a cellar of her, and the portion was mine, I ne'er put anything into it but one poor pipe of wine. Therefore my bargain it was hard, as you may plainly see. I from my freedom was debarred, then good sir favor me." This fair maid, being ripe of wit, she straight replied again, "There was two butts lay at the door, why did you not throw them in? You had your freedom and your will, as is to you well known. Therefore I do desire still for to receive my own." The justice, hearing of their case, did there give order straight, that he the money should pay down, she should no longer wait. Withal he told the vintner plain, if he a tenant be, he must expect to pay the same, for he could not sit rent free. But when her money she had got, she put it into her purse, and clapped her hand on the cellar door, and said it was never the worse. Which cost the people all to laugh, to see this vintner fine, outwitted by a country girl about his pipe of wine.